You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Welcome to Oddcast Podcast, episode 44.
Sorry, I was looking at the cat.
I was waiting for you to say so, you did completely not.
Okay, what I will say is I like the fact that you've just drawn on your face with the pen.
I did feel like I'd just done that.
That's because you have. Well done, Alan.
Well done.
Just on your eye.
There.
Yeah. Use
backup. I did that and I was like, I don't think anything went on there, but yeah.
No, you just drew on your face. Like a school
child. Like a little child can't be trusted with pens.
Do you want to swap that out for some crayons? They're non-toxic.
Yes, please. Has it gone?
You can eat them.
Has it gone? Have I got a pen in my face?
No, you're clear.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah? It's got a red eye now from rubbing it.
Yes.
Red chap's eye. Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 44.
Yes.
I am your host, Adam. With me today, as always, is
Will.
And
Ash.
Jeez, are you alright?
I'm just appalled by you.
Why?
I don't know.
Where did we start?
Welcome to the intolerant episode.
Will's going to get angry.
Oh, don't.
We saw some angry Will.
We saw angry Will last night.
We did.
Certainly did.
We will talk about that in a moment. We are the Oddcast Podcast, obviously. We're part of the Pod Gods Network. We are a movie-centric podcast. We are the podcast nobody's listening to. We are funny. You don't think so. I think so. My mum thinks so.
Your mum listens to this?
No, she just thinks I'm funny.
Oh.
Yeah, she thinks you're special as well, I
funny,
imagine.
Funny looking.
And does she tell you you're handsome?
She does. She does a little mother lick where she... I just drew my finger now. Well, I'm going to put this pen down.
Yes, you really should.
Because I'm just drawing.
Don't start drawing on any other parts of your body. We don't want to see it.
I don't know what's going on. I'm like fiddly today.
He's going to scratch his nuts with it. Going to draw a little face like an elephant. Don't worry.
Yeah, so... should we just go straight, fuck it, just
yeah,
go straight
it.
Into the podcast? Yeah, we'll
go.
Yeah, we can talk about other stuff in a minute. Alright, so here we go. It's a giddy podcast.
It's going to be a long day.
Oh, it's the 1 year anniversary.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We'll talk about it in a minute. Alright, fuck it. Oddcast Podcast episode 44. Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
Respect my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
Favorite scary movie.
Hear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No. Go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Mm-hmm. Right, we all got it out of our system, that poor, poor, poor intro.
It wasn't our systems, Adam.
It was purely yours.
I was talking to myself.
Put the pen down. Give me the pen.
No, because I need to write stuff down.
You can ask for it when you want to write something. No. You can put your hand up.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. Oh, have we done that?
You've done that.
Would you like to mention that it's episode 44?
Episode 44! 1 year anniversary of the Oddcast podcast.
Yes, episode 44, the 1 year anniversary of the weekly podcast.
Yeah, obviously we've had breaks in between.
It wasn't.
It's come a long way. Since the very, very start.
Yeah, you can see it's got a lot more organised and much better at doing intros.
Yeah, we're slicker and more professional.
Obviously, when it first started, it was me and Billy.
Indeed.
It didn't really have a theme to it. It was just a chat about anything, hence why we called it Oddcast, because we were two odd people talking about shit.
Who failed to do any like research into whether there are any other podcasts out there also called Oddcasts.
Yeah, and that as well. But I think we've kind of like nailed down who we are. I don't think there is many other Oddcasts out there that actually keep going.
Well, there's a video games one that still comes out regularly, I believe.
That's called One Up Oddcast.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not promoted.
Oddcast. It's not Oddpod UK.
Yeah.
No.
WordPress. But Twitter. And so, but obviously Billy's no longer with us. Well,
he's moved on to a better place.
Yeah, he's moved on to the It's Not Soccer podcast, where he can turn up whenever he wants. There's no actual date set for every episode that comes out. He just comes out whenever he wants to.
An ad hoc podcast.
Ad hoc.
Indeed.
Okay. And and then I brought you on. Well,
you did.
Halfway through.
Yes.
Episode 21.
Yes. So I've actually been in over half of the podcast now.
Yeah, you've actually done more than Billy now.
Yep.
Well, saying that, there's been a few that you didn't appear. Actually, you appeared in, but you weren't in for the whole episode.
Well, this is true, yeah.
But you had...
I had shit going on.
Yeah. So you were excused.
Yes.
So we had people filling in. And then Ash, you've been here since...
I can't remember.
About 5 episodes, 5, 6?
34?
Something like that.
Really? 10 episodes
now?
I
think so.
Jesus.
34.
It's been a while.
Yeah. But you're going to fuck off for a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going on holiday, so I'm not going to be on a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go out.
Well, telling me now?
Yeah, just telling you now.
So what I'm doing, I think we might have to get Marcus in.
I keep feeding him rum.
Yeah, maybe. But I just thought, because this is a year of emergency, should I play a little bit of how it started?
No.
And then we can just take a piss out of it.
No, that's a terrible idea.
We're going to do it anyway.
Why would you suggest such a thing?
Because I thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
Like a lot of things I try and do, like drawing on my face.
I don't think you did that. Have you put the lid on?
The lid's on the pen.
Okay,
now.
Well done. Now you're just going to poke your eye out.
You just did.
No, but that was a joke. Alright, okay.
Spanner.
I've learnt that phrase for a long time. You spanner.
Okay, so obviously Oddcast podcast has become a movie podcast, movie centric podcast.
Well, that was the trouble. I mean, it wasn't deliberately became movie centric, but it was just anything to get you fucking stopping talking about X Factor and Simon Cocking Cowell.
Simon Cocking Cowell.
Cocking Cowell.
Yes.
Fair enough. And the first episode is actually called Katie Weasel Has a Little Penis.
Who I believe was a reality TV show person.
Katie Weasel, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely changed. It's like a completely new podcast.
Alright.
So
it's evolved.
I think we should find out when episode 21 aired, and that can be another year one. We have two anniversaries.
My first anniversary.
Yeah, like the Queen has like two birthdays.
Okay.
We can do it. But right, here is the beginning. And you'll notice how bad the sound quality is and just how shit it is in general, because we used to record it off a tiny, tiny webcam mic. It was diabolical, and I really am sorry to anybody who's still listening now that we put you through that. So there was like this random song that we used to play, which doesn't make any sense, and this was supposed to be the theme. I think this was the Libertines. Don't ask me why I did this. Ooh, did you hear that?
Good echo.
That's really quiet. That's really Does it go any louder?
God is a fuck.
Think
God, fuck is God.
That's really quiet, isn't it?
God fucks God.
Well, that's why I couldn't listen to it, because you always said about your podcast, and I just could not listen to the early ones, because...
body wouldn't get high enough.
Yeah, basically.
But then when we laughed, it was like...
yes.
It was no middle ground. It was either can't hear you, or can hear you too fucking well.
Yeah. The mic couldn't quite handle it.
So what are we talking about now? Is me and Bill talking about football. And
brilliant.
And Billy's like this.
Billy's, that's a terrible idea. Who'd want to listen to you and Bill talking about football?
It's not soccer podcast. You can find out at the Podgods Network. No. Oh, well, that didn't work because it's not loud enough. So I was going to play a little clip. No, I can't be bothered.
No, that's fair enough. Well, that was a great idea. Well done. Well played, Adam.
And you didn't draw yourself. That's good.
Maybe. I did look.
Oh, you did. Oh.
Everybody had a good week.
Marvellous, old boy, marvellous.
Ash?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
How's your fun?
It's been good. It's healing. So I popped into the hospital and they were quite impressed at how quickly it's actually been healing.
Are you one of them people that just like Wolverine? Just constant.
It has gone a bit. It's not quite as quick as Wolverine.
But they're giving you an adamantium thumbnail. You can open bottle caps with it.
I was just about to say that'd be the most pointless thing ever, but then when you said bottle caps, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But it won't be as bad as whatever his brother was called in the Wolverine one, where it's just the long fingernails.
What was his brother called? It was like, cat claws. That's it.
Saber.
No. He was
Wolverine X-Men Origins. Victor.
Victor Grigg, yeah, but he was Sabretooth. That's the character.
Was he Sabretooth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work out. He's supposed to be his brother.
Right.
I could be wrong, but that's what I kind of...
Sabretooth was
long girly fingernails.
Yeah, but he could heal the same as...
I thought Sabretooth was a bigger bloke in one of the other ones, I'm sure.
He was in the first one.
He was in the but and played by a different character.
Yeah, because obviously this one was a prequel. Wolverine was a prequel, wasn't it? And the whole point about it being a prequel...
Yeah, but Sabretooth being in the first one...
Yeah, it's a continuity flaw. It doesn't work.
It was it was a much bigger guy with a beard and all that kind of stuff, and he didn't have fingernails.
And he was shit in the first one because he just gets killed.
Yeah,
which doesn't make any sense because he was supposed to be him.
I thought it was a different character, but
yeah, I didn't think he was.
I think they tried to bridge it, but then they realised that they couldn't bridge it too much.
Oh, okay,
so people just went whatever.
But I'm hoping they do some more of the Origins films. I thought the Wolverine one was fucking fantastic, to be honest.
Do you like First Class?
First Class,
I've not seen it yet.
That's the newest one.
Yeah, no, I have seen First Class. Yeah, it was alright. It wasn't as good as Origins.
Yeah.
It was quite good. That's the one with... Yeah, it's the one that explains how Dr. Xavier gets his back broken and all of that stuff. And the sort of how him and Magneto were really good friends, but like one moves towards the dark side like a young Anakin, but
you
without
got that
Jar
Jar Binks. The beginning one as well. In the first one, they showed that they were good friends.
Yeah.
And one of them, well, Magneto turns bad.
Yeah.
He's really good in that. Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender. You cannot just say Fassbender. You've got to say it like Arnie. Fassbender. Fucking genius. I love that name. It's not as good as Slaghammer though.
Hilda Slaghammer.
Mm.
That was a great name.
That's a wicked name.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. I cheerfully changed my surname to Slaghammer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, damn right.
Will Slaghammer.
Mm. That's got a certain ring to it.
I don't know, your kids might get a bit of a bullying at school.
She got through life alright.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, probably, yeah. We don't know whether she cried herself to sleep.
Although no one gets out of it alive.
Yeah.
Except Jesus.
Okay, biblical.
Yeah, I know my Bible. Yeah, apparently Jesus celebrated his rebirth with chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
And every year a fat bloke came down his chimney in the stable. Most stables don't have chimneys. And gave eggnog to the children.
Right.
Yeah, that's
why they all slept well that night.
Indeed. In the beginning, there was Nokia, and God said, "It is indestructible."
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
Should we go into our first segment?
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Yeah.
let's have a little bit of Star Wars, shall we?
Mm.
Oh!
that was lame.
Well, I've already played the theme, I just thought I'd add a little bit extra to it.
You spanner.
Spanner. Right, today's Star Watch is a female.
Ooh, we like them.
She's very nice, she's very young. Well, not very young. Hang on, is that a bit dirty?
Well, she's not that young, she's born in 84, I believe.
Okay, 84. I'm going to play a little clip from one of her movies.
What year were you born in?
85.
Oh, she's older than you.
She's older than me.
Yeah.
That's right. She's a cougar.
I don't think a 1 year age gap makes it a cougar.
Maybe.
Well, I suppose. Well, it depends how old they are in the first place, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, we're going to play a little clip out from one of her movies. So here is today's Star Watch.
I'm in the middle of an interrogation. This moron is giving me everything.
I don't give everything.
Look, you can't pull me out of this right now.
Natasha. Barton's been compromised.
Let me put you on hold.
Scarlett Johansson.
Johansson.
Johansson. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I would say Johansson.
Johansson.
But they probably say Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. They say Johansson in America.
Yeah,
but that's because they're American. They don't count.
She's I think her dad was Swedish or something like that, and that would be pronounced Johansson.
But she's born in America, though.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But that doesn't change the pronunciation of her father's surname when he came over.
Pronunciation.
Indeed.
Yes.
Okay. Pronunciation.
Yeah, we've covered that.
Indeed. Yeah. We named an episode after it.
Yeah, just so we can remember it.
Right, so tell us about Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, so born in 1984.
Really? Wow!
She's 1 year
you
older than me.
Dazzle me with your facts.
In 94, she starred in she was in a film called North.
She'd have been 10 then. Ish.
Yep.
Yep.
North, that was Elijah Wood, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. When and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
When he was
he was some kid who went to
different parents.
Yeah, and ended up in was it Hawaii or somewhere and got used in a signboard.
Yeah, it just ended up being a dream though.
It's the only bit I remember.
Oh god, it's like, do you remember the He-Man film when that ended and it was all a dream? Or was it?
No, it wasn't all a dream. They made them think it was all a dream.
Isn't that like Dallas?
Oh yeah, with JR coming back.
The whole thing was a dream. The whole of Dallas. How many years it was
nightmare?
Running.
It was. It was like two seasons of Dallas. They made out to be a dream because they wanted to bring a guy that they killed off back.
Yeah.
Who's like JR? Oh, no one. It was just a dream.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen. Yeah. So North, she's in 95. She was in a film called Just Cause. That is the Sean Connery, Lawrence Fishburne film. So obviously she's playing young bits there.
There's me thinking I'd seen it, but turns out
playing young bits.
Young.
Does he get does
small
she
parts?
Get, does she,
that's small parts is completely different. To young
girls
bits.
With young bits often have small parts. Yes.
Let's move away from her being that young. 1997. She was in Home Alone 3.
Luckily, I didn't see that one.
I take it that was a non-Macaulay Culkin one.
Yeah,
she was like the Kevin or something.
No, she was the sister of the Kevin.
Right,
the new Kevin. Horse Whisperer, 1998.
Not seen it. I've not seen any of these films yet. I must admit,
I watched that film once. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Who else is it?
That's because you're not a horse. It was pitched so only like it's like a dog whistle.
Yeah, like a dog whistle.
Yeah, totally.
That just doesn't appeal to me. A horse whisperer. Who gives a shit?
I've whispered at a horse before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sweet Nothings.
No.
Well,
you've
vlogged it.
So, 1999, she was in My Brother the Pig.
My Brother the Pig?
Pig.
Pig.
I don't know what I was like.
Pig.
My Brother the Pig.
What a pig. Yeah. You beat me.
I wonder what that film's about. If you act like an animal, you might just become one.
And a pig.
You are what you eat.
There you go. So, yeah.
I'm a cock.
Turned into a pig. Not.
So Ash is a pillow.
2000.
Yeah, I need to get
up it. Oh, God.
Nah, he's just a pussy.
2001, The Man Who Wasn't There. Where was he?
Basildon.
He wasn't there.
He was in Basildon the whole time, just wandering around the market.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. It was the third season of Dallas. 2001, Ghost World.
Still not seen any of these.
With Thora Birch. That was based on a...
Thora Birch, is that what happens after winter? No, let's move on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see where you were going.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
I've learned how your brain works.
It's bizarre.
It was based on a comic book or a comic strip. One of them weird teenage angst movies.
Oh, fucking love those. And loads.
That's when she got propelled into a bit of limelight. Like, actually, everyone knows who she is. She's actually quite a good little actress. And then she appeared in 2002's Eight-Legged Freaks.
Guess what?
Haven't seen it?
No.
That's the one with massive spiders. With David Arquette.
I assumed it was like a human centipede.
No, it is a comedy. It's a comedy. It's like a B-movie. Mm. Over the top. Stupid. It's fun, though. It's a fun film.
Oh, okay.
Lost in Translation, 2003.
Guess what? Oh, actually, I did start seeing that and then realised it was such pretentious twaddle that I didn't watch any more of it.
The Sofia Coppola movie.
Yeah, it was just shite.
Sofia Coppola.
And it's the first sequence, it's just her arse.
I might watch the first sequence.
Just watch the first 5 minutes. It's just a long shot of her bum.
I don't particularly.
Was it her bum or was it a bum double?
That was her bum.
Oh no, hang on, I'm talking shit. I haven't seen it at all. I'm thinking of a different shit Bill Murray film that I watched.
You thinking of Broken Flowers?
No.
What were you thinking of then?
Can't remember. Something to do with submarines, I think.
Oh, The Life Aquatic.
That's the bunny.
That's an awesome film. That's well funny.
With you on the first two letters.
Or.
That's or.
Full.
Oh. You've turned that to me before.
Yeah, I know, and you're still.
I still don't get it. Yeah. Well, I do get it, but I still never
get it. You said two letters rather than two syllables.
Yeah, that's because it would be
awful.
Yeah, it's about awesome.
Oh, you said awesome, didn't you? Yeah. No, I'm getting it.
I'm so confused!
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's hard work today, it really is.
I've only had 3/4 of it, point.
I'm still a little bit.
Maybe that's the problem. Drink up.
I'm still a bit hungover from last night. I had a kebab last night, and I've been in and out of the toilet all day.
I must admit, I didn't have a kebab, but I had a bit of runny guts. I think it's just a night drinking lager.
I think it's the beer.
Yeah, I think the lager did not do us any favours.
No, definitely.
I had a distinct lack of water and drinks today because I've been in too many meetings and not even at my desk.
Oh, that probably didn't help.
It was a very dehydrated day today.
Nice.
2003, she was in a film called The Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Guess
not
what?
The Pearl Necklace.
Not the Pearl Necklace.
Hang on, 2003, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, so it would have been legal to watch with a Pearl Necklace.
Yeah.
Just. Hang on, 17?
No, she'd been 19.
19, fine.
But anything in the movie might be made.
Spaff all over at it.
When she was 17.
Well, legal in the UK.
Yeah, we were allowed to. In America, stop thinking that.
Yep.
2004.
Here's one for the UK tourist industry. Hey, you crazy Yanks. Over here, you can have them at 16.
I'm sure that's written somewhere.
But they still have to say yes.
Yeah.
Or bring it home.
Well, if they don't wake up, it's fine. Mm. 2004, The Perfect Storm.
That's why my wife never needs to say yes. Anyway, oh, that's the George Clooney on a boat one, isn't it?
No, The Perfect Score, not The Perfect Storm.
Oh, right. Not seeing it then.
George Clooney on a boat, yeah.
The Perfect Score is one where they try and steal the SAT's paper so they can ace it.
Oh, I wouldn't bother watching a film like that.
But it's got Chris Evans in it, not the DJ.
Sorry, every time.
It's got.
Every time I hear that.
The guy who plays Captain America.
Oh, yeah. Captain America was quite good. Did that ever in it?
Captain America?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I've seen that one, you see.
She was in 2004 SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
That's brilliant with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use him as a boat.
Will was about to say,
nah, not seen it.
I've got that at home.
I love these Star Watches when I can really get involved.
2004 In Good Company with Dennis Quaid, Topher Grace, where she plays the daughter of Dennis Quaid.
Go out for a fag.
Yeah.
2005
Match Point. That's the film Woody Allen made.
Is that tennis?
Where she, yeah, tennis one, see?
And that was a guess.
Well, it's either that or a Swan Vestas, really, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
She puts a British accent on that film. Quite sexy.
Okay.
She's getting quite sexual now. She's getting old.
Yeah.
So she's wearing the skimpy little dresses and she actually tennis player.
Gets us boomed out. 2005, The Island.
I've seen that one. That's Ewan McGregor, isn't it?
When they're clones each other.
I have seen that one.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yes, I did actually.
That was pretty good. Yeah, it's when they win the lottery.
You should use up. Yeah. Wow, I can engage. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they win the lottery to go to the island. When it's not, it's just so that they get
organ
donate.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually a pretty good film. I enjoyed that, and not knowing what it was about, it was really quite interesting when those twists came about, and then Ewan McGregor met his clone and all of that sort of stuff. That was pretty good.
What would you do if you met your clone? I'd be like, I would be like, his life. I'd be like Ewan McGregor, pissed off. Why is my fucking clone in my house? Why are you not looking after him?
It would depend what the intention was behind my clone. I would probably harvest him.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea, though. That's what he's waiting for him to do, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
If I was the clone, I'd be pissed off and kill the real person.
But I'd say you've got no right. Your job. We're giving you a job. That's your job. You've been brought in this world.
I would send my clone to work and spend my whole day playing Skyrim, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Actually, some friends did that. They're identical twins.
They got a clone?
No, they're identical twins. And they were working at the post office as a summer job. Well, one of them got the job.
Yeah.
And when he wanted a week off, the other one wanted some cash, so they just swapped. He told them where the toilets were, described everybody and gave them their names and all of this kind of stuff, and they just swapped. And he went in for, I think it was 2 weeks.
I thought he was acting a bit odd, but...
And then they swapped back again. He got a little bit confused and they nearly got caught out when there were some of the things came up in conversation that they'd forgotten to tell each other.
That's brilliant.
Worked really well. So went on holiday and the other one took the
Do they still do it now?
No.
Yeah, trouble is, one's a qualified gynecologist.
the other one's a rapist.
Just an enthusiastic amateur, to be honest.
2006, The Black Dahlia.
No.
Dahlia.
It'll be a dahlia, that's a flower.
It's a flower.
Yeah.
What did I say? Dahlia.
Oh. Yeah, which would be someone who dallies, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what
the dillies.
2006, The Prestige.
Seen that one?
Brilliant film.
Excellent film. You did actually watch that?
I did actually watch that after it was one of my sort of challenges.
Have you watched Zombieland yet?
No, I haven't watched Zombieland. I watched Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead, yep.
After we did the Simon Pegg thing.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I didn't actually notice him up against the phone booth or anything.
No. What did you think of the film?
It was brilliant.
Yeah, I really rate Land of the Dead.
And when I was watching it, actually, to link it back to another Simon Pegg film. Oh, no, sorry, no, that was a different one. That was when I watched...
Oh, I love a good story.
Yeah, it's crap. What was the other one I watched? It wasn't even zombies. It was that time travelling one. Frequently asked questions about time travel.
Yeah, I found it
and watched that. And the pub in that, I'm pretty sure, is the pub from Shaun of the Dead.
The Winchester.
Yeah.
Cool.
You reckon?
Yeah. But when they pan out and they show it, that street is where they do Shaun of the Dead, where they're walking along.
I wonder if that's part of a movie set or something.
Maybe.
It's probably a set then, isn't it? Seems likely.
Could be, but they normally dismantle the sets, don't they? They don't necessarily... I would have thought it would be on location.
It would depend if they were filmed around the same time as well, I suppose.
Hmm.
So. Right, Scarlett Johansson.
The guy at work did say he liked your idea for World's End. He thinks that is probably true.
I've got a feeling about it. I could be wrong, but I reckon that would be very... I can really see him going in that direction.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a wicked film, whatever, but I'm really hoping it's... proper dark yokels.
Yeah.
Oh, you've come to this little village, have you? Oh, you don't want to go in the pub. I can really see them doing that sort of stuff. Oh, the world's end. But I was thinking about it some more, and because it's a pub crawl, I'm now starting to wonder, because it's going to need to be based in a large general city, not the little sleepy village,
because
you can't do a village pub crawl.
Because there'd probably only be two pubs.
So I think I might be guilty of overanalysing this a little.
Just a bit.
Just the name of the pub in itself, I just think really good.
Could be in a it could be in a minibus.
Yeah.
So you could drive around, and they could try and use the train, but that probably wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And they'd spend more time sitting on the train.
Or it could be a country ramble through a series of interconnected coastal villages.
Scarlett Johansson. 2007, and the Nanny Diaries, where she was a nan and wrote a diary.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really good. So you just sit there watching her writing a diary.
It was just a rubbish one. 2008, The Other Bowling Girl.
And Sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, brilliant.
The other one.
Lovely.
2008, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Another Woody Allen film.
Was it?
Yeah.
Another one I'm not seeing.
The Spirit, 2008. Seen it? That's like the Sin City style film.
No, I've not actually seen it. Is it worth seeing?
No.
Okay.
He's not. He's just that not into you. He's just not that into you.
What, The Spirit?
No, 2009, another movie she was in.
Right, guess what?
Ensemble rom-com.
Yeah, I love my rom-coms, I do. I just don't know how this one has slipped between the cracks for me.
You're angry now that you haven't seen it.
I've seen none of these things.
2010, Iron Man 2.
Fuck, I've seen that. Okay, yeah. I've seen three of her films.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the original. It felt like a bit of a cash-in, but it was still good fun. The thing is, with the Iron Man films, it's all about Tony Stark's banter.
Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely about that. I can't remember who Scarlett Johansson would have played in it.
She was the Black Widow. She was Natasha Romanoff.
Was the Black Widow in it?
Yes, I just told you. She was in it. She was the Black Widow.
I don't actually remember a character being the Black Widow in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, she did it.
I need to watch that.
I saw it in the cinema when it was out. It's one of the last ones I saw in the cinema.
Well, you must not pay as much attention. She's just quite an integral part of things. Her and Nick Fury.
I was having a bit of a strangle wank at the time.
Yeah, in the middle of the cinema.
Yeah, knobbing the popcorn and everything.
With the salty popcorn.
At the end.
Gets in your japs eye.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Find the pieces for hours after.
In 2011, we bought a zoo.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
In 2011, we bought a zoo.
Which is the name of the movie.
Our exotic barbecues went down a treat.
It was a film with her and Matt Damon.
Mm.
They bought a zoo.
Brilliant.
It's based on a true story, apparently. But no one really cares.
Well, her and Matt Damon bought a zoo. Excellent.
Well, they've got the money, haven't they?
Yeah, true. They've got nothing else to spend.
2012, Avengers Assemble! That's it.
So the Avengers film is actually called Avengers Assemble, then?
In the UK, it is, yeah.
But
what's it called in the rest of the world?
Avengers. Marvel's the Avengers.
Why?
Because there's a TV show from England back in the 60s called The Avengers,
yeah,
and there was
a
movie, and they were worried that people would get confused and think it was.
And rent the wrong one.
And think they were going to see a remake of the TV
Joanna
show.
Was it Joanna Lumley?
Yeah, Joanna Lumley. Mm. But the problem was, I thought, no, don't be stupid, people won't think that. I found people that actually thought it was when they said the Avengers. Oh, what, like the John Peel and John
Steele? Well, it's the whole Madness of King George thing, isn't it?
What?
You don't know the Madness of King George thing? Well, the book and I think the screenplay in the UK was the Madness of King George III, but in the States they called it the Madness of King George because they were worried people would not go because they hadn't seen the first two.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but it just once again erodes my faith in humanity.
So you Scarlett Johansson,
yeah, brilliant, loving it,
pretty face, good actress, awesome in the Avengers.
I
finally saw the Avengers.
Yeah, but I've not seen it. How good was it on a scale of 0 to 73?
73.
Really, that good?
I was
best film ever. So if you give that a 73, where would you put Batman on your scale of
75, 76, 77, 78?
Off the scale.
Off the scale. This was amazing. It was well done. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was action-packed. It was just so well done.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. To be honest, there's been some seriously... I think I said this last time, but there's been some seriously lame sort of comic book adaptations over the years. Things like Daredevil and Catwoman and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping they're behind us, because there's been some wicked ones out recently. Mm. All of the Marvel stuff's been really good and strong recently.
Yeah,
except Fantastic Four was a bit wanky.
I know about it. That's all right. Every film made after from Marvel, from Iron Man onwards, that's what you've got to pay attention to. Don't pay attention to the old.
But the X-Men films are all good.
Fantastic Four and the Avengers.
Apparently they are, but they can't be them in there because Fox have the rights to the Fantastic Four, not Disney and Marvel. Marvel have rights to the character. But Fox have a right to make the film. And unless Fox decide to give them the film back to them.
Oh, and I'm sure they'd do that.
They wouldn't.
Well, would involve quite a lot of cash.
But there's a reason why films such as like Spider-Man's getting redone. There's a reason for that. Because if Sony, who own it, didn't make it, carry on making the Spider-Man films, they'd have to give it back to Marvel. Who would then just use it to make their own one and put it into the Avengers,
which would probably be better
in that universe.
But I didn't actually rate the Spider-Man films particularly, and they were okay. First one was alright, but
The new one looks really good. The new one has got a different spin on it.
Is this the same bloke?
No, completely new
Toby
people.
McGuire. Oh, wow. I don't like him.
No?
No, it's... just there's something about him just annoys me.
Yeah.
I thought I was... what is it, the Mummy films?
He wasn't in the Mummy films.
Wasn't he in the Mummy films?
No, he wasn't in the Mummy.
What am I thinking? Who's
you
that?
Said this last time.
Did I?
Yeah. You went, him and the Mummy. I went, no, that's Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah, I'll get confused.
They look similar.
Do they?
Because they look the same.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so Scarlett Johansson, good start.
I don't like Tobey Maguire either, but Brendan Fraser turns out I don't like
him.
Show
me the money!
That's the one we did it in the Drunken Podcast.
Oh, that's why I don't remember it.
Okay, so last night we spoke to a guy, one of our mates,
we
did a film with, Lewis.
No. I don't think we want to reveal too much detail about the artists behind these people.
Yeah, well, I just say his name.
Okay.
But he better go into hiding.
Yeah. And he knows a couple of Essex boys.
The boys.
Yes. And so he's put us in touch with them. They've vanished off the map. But their music catalogue is still out there. They
were killed.
Yeah, someone popped a cap in their bitch asses on Parkway, I believe.
It's a drive-by. It's a drive-by shooting.
Absolutely. And then they stopped at Mr. Ram's and got a kebab.
That was me last night, getting a kebab.
We're doing drive-bys.
Yeah. I've got one of their songs.
Oh, well, we've got to play that out.
If you play it out, are you ready for this?
Yeah? Definitely.
Okay. Here is the boys, cash in hand.
A slave to the payday makers. Minimum wage don't mean shit these days. 483 ain't enough for me to buy weed and an E and a WKD. So I pull some pints down the Star and Garter, clean a couple of cars down the Meadows car park, give a fake name cause they never check, do a half-assed job, move on to the next. But I still claim benefits, still claim dole, probably should be doing that cause I'm still on parole. But I'll wash your windows, I mow your lawn, I'll be your babysitter, but I'm really watching porn with your 14-year-old daughter. What? I'll trim your bush and I'll walk your dog, but I ain't selling juke when you've been for a poo. You'll wash my hands, you work in a pub.
I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. You
I know a thing or two about making dough. I've got cash in hand. Your sister's my hoe. Your auntie, your mum, your cousin too. Even your nan's my madam with a trick or two. Top-notch meat up the back of a van. Dodgy fireworks. I'm your man. And if you've got the horn for illegal porn, I've got two girls, one cup with added sweet corn. More powder than marriage's milk. I club a bar out. But I'm really selling pills, selling weed in the reef behind Riverside. Give me a month, you'll get a new tie bright. No national insurance, so loads to save. To blow on an abandoned warehouse raid.
First MC Ordell's having a party. Bring your vodka and your Charlie. MC Ordell's having a party. Bring your vodka and your Charlie. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. You can.
Now there is one other way of making a fucking shitload of money. Fast.
Give me all your money, you can't give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3, give me whatever's in your pocket, you can't give me whatever you got. I've got a gun and you don't want to get shot. Give me all your money, you can't give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3, give me whatever's in your pocket, you can't give me whatever you got. I've got a gun and you don't want to get shot. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand.
Just take the money and
I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. You can.
Give me your money, you don't give me your money, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me your money, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your money, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't give me whatever that you want, give me your money, you don't give me your ring, you can't give me your ring, you can't
The Boys.
Oh,
yes. Give me the money, you can.
May they rest in peace.
Yes.
I think there's a load of their stuff on iTunes still, isn't there?
Yeah, you can get their
spare life part
way. I've got the link to. You can get their stuff on iTunes still, Amazon, and if you go to cdbaby.com /the artist/the boys.
Wicked. You're gonna put some stuff on the webpage. Take it.
Yeah, you can go and buy their CD. It's fucking hilarious. It's like proper
wicked
jokey Essex.
It's the Essex Goldie looking chain. Really, yeah, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I loved the Goldie looking chain. They were fucking rocking, and it's a similar stuff. It's great, love it.
They were well known in the Essex area.
Yeah, they were proper local characters, the kind of proper local characters you'd cross the street to avoid.
They've got videos as well, haven't they?
They've got videos on YouTube. I think you can find them.
Yeah,
and also they're like the big
two boys, as in the BOYS, or is it spelt funny?
No, it's spelled exactly how it should be.
Blimey, I didn't expect them to be clever. Able to spell it. Yeah.
They're not that clever to actually try and make it so that
no, they were trying to spell it differently. Yeah. That's the thing, they weren't clever enough to manage it.
But yeah, so the boys.
Yeah, nice little interlude. It was just good fun. It was, and running it to Lewis kind of reminded us of them.
Yeah, he brought it up. Yeah. So we worked with Lewis, didn't we?
Mm. Week. Yeah, last weekend.
Oh, you made a film.
We made
a film.
Made a 24-hour film, which is up.
Yeah, it lasted 24 hours.
It's up where?
Up on YouTube.
Okay.
His bottom.
What's it called? What do people search for?
Practice Makes Perfect.
Oh, right. That's going to...
The 24-hour film challenge.
Right. And it's called Practice Make Perfect. So while we're on, what was this all about?
It's a 24-hour film challenge. We're in Chelmsford, and it was all about making a movie in 24 hours, obviously.
Or a short.
Not a 90-minute movie.
It's just basically us sitting here recording this kind of crap and filming it, and then...
Genius. Except for the bit where you're asleep for seven of them.
Yeah, exactly. And so they give us a theme, a location to film, and an object to use.
Okay.
And we had to implement it into a story, make it a little short, and we did that in 24 hours.
And what was the theme you were given?
Practice Makes Perfect.
Right. And the location? Somewhere in Chelmsford, I'll take
it. Somewhere in the county hall.
The county hall in Chelmsford.
Okay. And the object?
Was a street sign.
Was there one conveniently near the county hall?
It was.
Yes, yeah. It was.
Said danger, keep out.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was very easy, and it only has to be a fleeting glance of said objects.
Is there a way of saying that? Okay, you did film this today.
So I understand this is just it's like 3 minutes long, something like that.
It's 3 minutes long. It's very easy to watch. So go and watch it. I'll put the links up so people can find it. As well,
can you embed the video just straight?
I'll
on
embed here? The video somewhere so you can definitely watch it.
Cool.
Obviously, tomorrow we're going to see the showcase, so we'll see us and our video and other people's.
Yep.
However many there were that when we actually signed in, there was only about three or four.
There's
people.
Seven altogether.
That's all right.
And we're going to watch it. We could win something. We could not.
But, yeah. It's a laugh.
We can't tell you because obviously when this goes out on Tuesday, we would have known. But we can't tell you whether we won or not. So let's just say we did.
Yes. Congratulations!
Bravo! Okay. Well done.
Let's say we didn't.
They were all bollocks. They were biased.
All right. Okay. Shall we go into some movie bluffing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's today's movie. I'm going to play a trailer out, and we're going to talk about it after this.
Wait.
What's your name?
Kenneth Kitson.
Where are you from?
Reno.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir.
Right hand, please. Oh, that has healed well. Any diminished sensation?
No.
There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You have the strength to do what's necessary.
Welcome to the program.
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
Who the hell is he?
He's an outcome agent.
He's Treadstone without the inconsistency. We have never seen evaluations like this.
Yeah, I must admit, that was... I was impressed, actually. I mean, I enjoyed, oddly enough, for a trilogy, all of the three of the Jason Bourne films. And, you know, a film, you know, a new Bourne film without Jason Bourne in it seems a bit odd, but it's the whole legacy thing. But the thing to me, I mean, one thing I really quite liked in the first Bourne films was the unarmed combat stuff. It was a really kind of smooth...
Unarmed.
Yeah, they had to have their left hand behind their back.
It was a really smooth technique.
Really good move.
But I just don't understand, in this, why the whole time he had to use a spoon.
Spoon.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like it was the whole spoon combat thing. You know, he's going up against people with machine guns, and he's using a fucking spoon.
You can bat the bullets.
Well,
away.
It was the whole curving thing, wasn't it? So he gets the bullet along the edge of the spoon and turns it, and it goes back. It just seems a little bit far fetched.
The mental power as well of holding the spoon and bending it. It was a bit Matrixy.
There is Uri Geller style.
But yeah. There was no spoon.
Didn't you see the?
There was.
Didn't
spoon.
You notice the image in the spoon? Was actually Matt Damon.
I missed that.
You missed that. Oh, bit. You've got to look closer. You've got to look closer. Every so often, there's this little image of Matt Damon in the spoon, and it's really funny when it's on the backside of the spoon.
Yeah, because it goes upside down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. But I thought one of the best bits of it is when halfway through, what we were seeing was action sequence with spoons and forks and sporks. That was a good little...
It was the final climax scene, wasn't it? You know, he gets disarmed and both of his spoons have gone. He just reaches in that camo webbing net and just pulls out that massive spork. That was fantastic.
I just loved the whole the little twist where we just realised that the guy was just sitting there watching the Jason Bourne trilogy back to back in a marathon with his spork.
Oh, yeah. And it turned out it was all a dream.
Yeah,
and he was just using the spork to eat pot noodles.
Yeah, and who killed JR?
Yeah.
So yeah, but then he tried it with popcorn as well, but he didn't stab the popcorn very well. he needed to use the spoon ability of the spork to pick up two pieces of popcorn.
Yeah.
The Bourne legacy with Jeremy Renner, who's played Hawkeye in The Avengers Assemble, and
not seen it.
He was in The Hurt Locker.
Not seen it.
I haven't. No.
Hurt Locker's good.
Mission Impossible 4. Not seen it.
No, I haven't actually.
I think it's Impossible 3, enough of.
Yeah, it was in 3, it was in 4. And Eddie Norton.
Edward Norton, yes. That actually sells the film to me quite a bit, because we said this in a few podcasts ago, didn't we? We went through when we did the Star Wars.
That's why you went and watched it, wasn't it? Because you heard that Ed Norton was in it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's right, yes, because I've seen it. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Ash.
I think we're kind of losing track of this.
Yeah.
I think the brilliant bit with the little cameo with Matt Damon on the spoon, that really made it.
Yeah. It was a worthwhile film. And I will probably watch it again when it comes out in the cinema.
Probably pay more attention to it.
Maybe. Yeah, just keep watching the spoons.
I love watching the spoons.
That's the tagline.
I love spoon combat.
there isn't any spooning in it though.
The spork effect.
Mm.
The spork legacy.
Well, that's Matt Damon, isn't it? He is really a spork.
Yeah, so there you go, movie bluffing with the Bourne legacy.
Yeah, we'll decide on the future of this feature. It's getting tenuous. We've just spent about 5 minutes just talking about
sporks.
Yeah. Matt Damon appearing in sporks.
No, he wasn't in the spork.
No, he was in the spoon. Sorry, yeah.
That was his legacy. His legacy was the spork.
Well, that was Edward Norton's role in the film, wasn't it? The spork reflection.
No, that was Ben Affleck.
Oh, he was mixed up.
No, it was Russell Crowe, I thought.
Doug Ray Scott.
No, Dougie Scott.
Doug Ray.
Dougie Scott. There's no time for Dougie Scott in this podcast. I'm starting to think maybe Movie Bluff should just be a simple little segment where we just talk about the film coming up. How excited you are for it.
But there's the bluffing.
That's true.
Well, it's not bluffing.
Just call it movie chat.
Well, because that would make it different from all sorts of other things we just talk about when there's upcoming movies like the Dark Knight ones.
Oh, I can't wait for Dark Knight.
Has that got a variation on the spork?
This is Bat Spork.
Bat Spork. He had that.
Do you think that's what he uses for his pot noodles? Bat pot noodles with his Bat Spork.
I ain't got time for a spoon and a fork.
Do you think in the Bat Cave he has like Bat toilet roll and stuff? You know, do you think everything in the Batcave, even the most like mundane of our objects, you know, he doesn't. Alfred brings him his dinner on a bat plate.
It's product placement, isn't it? Because then they can sell it off.
Like a picture of him.
No, it's just got the bat symbol on it, isn't it?
Oh, wait, the plate is the shape of a bat.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. It could be. It's going to be difficult for things like meatballs, though, because they'll just like fall off the narrow bits or spaghetti bolognese.
He's got sharp points, hasn't
he?
That's
true.
He's got little points on it, so you can actually stick the meatballs to the point.
So it's probably going to be like really like military grade design as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, titanium plated.
He doesn't need it.
Titanium plate.
A titanium plated plate.
Yes,
I'm not picking you up and stuff like that.
That's what I meant. It was a titanium plated plate.
For the love of God, can we move on?
Titanium plated mashed potato.
Bat mashed potato.
Bat mash.
Yeah. He has a bat masher.
Bat mash. Nice.
It's called a mallet.
Well, your dinner is served, sir. Bat sausages, bat mash, and bat onion gravy.
Should we
bat
move
these?
Should we move into a go back and watch this shit?
I think it's probably the best.
Okay.
We have to go back.
Today's go back and watch this shit. It's an 80s classic.
Was that the music? Playdate!
Yeah. Gremlin. Mogwai, which is what the animals are called. Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh. Sorry. I only played the intro music.
Oh, you ruined it for everybody, even though they probably saw it in the write-up before. That we talk about
Gremlins. I never read that shit.
We should go back and read that shit.
I need to go back and read that shit.
To be honest, yeah, because if you're using something like Stitch, you just go, oh, latest one's out of play.
Yeah.
You don't read the Gumpf. So.
Gumpf. Have you read the book?
The Gumpf.
The Gumpf. Oh, I thought you said else then. I thought, what? Read the Gumpf.
Gumpf.
Read what you like.
Okay, shall we play trailer now? And then we'll talk about Gremlins?
Yeah, yeah, let's play. Yeah. It's Gremlins.
I'm going to play a different trailer right now, just to confuse everyone.
Yeah, you've told them, they're not going to be confused.
Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins. Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
A nice job. A nice girl.
If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe you'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who were about to give him...
You're going to like this. No, don't shake it. We're going to have to open it now. We won't wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. My dad gave it to me.
But there are a few things to keep in mind. If you expose it to the light, you may hurt it. If you get it wet, it will multiply.
All that from water? They got wet?
Yeah, plain water.
And most important, no matter how much they beg, never, never let them eat after midnight. Because when they do, they change.
Rafe.
They become clever. Mischievous.
What's going on here?
And dangerous.
Gremlins, eh? Little monsters.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know, maybe thousands.
They've been here too. Billy, what are these things? Where do they come from?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, I know. But in a few hours, you're gonna have a major disaster on your hands.
Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. They'll be expecting you.
Okay, well, we can go now.
He's done it.
Yeah, I'm
you're done,
spent. No, but one interesting fact to find out.
That's what the name
is. Is it Mogwai?
Mogwai
is Chinese for basically gremlin.
Okay, so that's literally where they got it from.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was already called Gremlin before it turned into a gremlin.
Yeah. It's like devil, imp, gremlin.
So it went from Chinese, it changed nationality.
Babel.
It was nice as Chinese, and then it went American and nasty.
But in the film, the bloke buys it from this like wizened old Chinese guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he says, this is a Mogwai. So he's actually said, this is a gremlin.
Yeah.
Mogwai.
Yeah?
Mogwai.
Yeah. So, I just thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
A little whistle thingy. It's a
little whistle thingy.
Oh, okay. I've not actually seen it for quite a while. I've seen it.
I thought you were saying, I've not actually seen it. Ever. Ever.
Well,
ever.
You've done that to me before on the Go Back and Watch This Shit, haven't you?
This is like the podcast where you haven't actually seen anything.
No. Except for The Bourne Legacy.
I think we've done...
Oh, yes.
we've done a Go Back and Watch This that I haven't seen as well.
Yeah.
What was it?
I then went back and watched it. I can't remember.
Clockwork Orange you hadn't seen.
Clockwork Orange I hadn't seen. American Pie I hadn't seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there may have been one more as well, I don't know.
But Gremlins you have seen, so
oh, absolutely.
That's what we're
yeah.
chatting about.
Well done, lad. Nice way of moving on.
Smooth.
Alright, I'm going to play a clip. This is the clip when he brings him home for the first time. The dad brings him home to meet Billy.
Yep.
And this is the introduction to
Billy.
Gizmo.
So Billy's been in acting as well, this podcast.
Bathroom, buddy.
Oh, great.
Tra la 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 la.
Thanks, Dad.
You're gonna like this.
What is it, a birdcage?
No, 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 don't shake it. We're gonna have to open it now. We'll wait till Christmas.
It's a puppy, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, it is. I can tell.
It's a new car. Well, honey, would you dim the lights, please?
Sure. Dim the lights? Dad, what does it do, glow in the dark?
It's important. Trust me. Go ahead, open it.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. You're kidding. Dad, it's really neat. Where did you get this?
Some little junk store in Chinatown.
Can I pick him up, Dad?
Sure, go ahead. Just be careful. You gotta be gentle.
I will.
I hope he's housebroken.
Hmm. Oh, isn't he cute? Has it got a name, Dad?
Yeah, Mogwai.
What?
Mogwai. I don't know, it's some Chinese word. I just call him Gizmo. He seems to like it.
So that was the clip. Hopefully it said, Point light! I don't know because we didn't listen to it.
Well, you're just ruining the magic.
Yeah. You're like Penn and Teller giving away all our secrets.
No, you're the one that doesn't normally talk but then ends up giving it away.
Yeah. But that is actually one of my favourite quotes. I do actually use that one a lot whenever there's a flash that goes off with a camera. It's like, point light!
Or it's when you're hung over and someone opens the curtains and you
yeah, that's like a vampire
head under the duvet.
Oh, fuck that.
I was like that this morning.
Yeah?
Waking up here.
I was alright this morning.
I
had a dodgy stomach.
No, I had a dodgy stomach all day. But you didn't eat last night. Remember, you said you were going to get a pizza. You said to me, I'm going to have a pizza.
So my dinner was just about 8 pints of lager.
Pretty much. And that's why we got drunk so quickly.
I had a cheese sandwich.
But you got drunk a lot quicker than me because you went home early.
No, that was actually just because I wanted to get home.
Oh.
It's not that I was too drunk, it's because the comedy had finished and I thought, right, I'll go home now rather than just staying out randomly.
Oh, we like to chill out randomly.
Yeah, we chill out. Started chatting to one of the...
That's the thing. To me, it was school night, that was over, time to head off.
Kind of better if it was tonight where you didn't have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'd have stayed out.
I don't know, I would have got home.
I've had meetings and presentations to do, so it's all good fun.
Gremlins.
I do say go back and watch this, but I do say after you've gone back and watched this, watch Gremlins 2, because to me, actually, that's the better film. I think Gremlins 2 was fantastic.
Yeah.
But you need to have seen the first one. There's so many references.
Very different. The first one is totally. Like, it's like a comedy horror, but it's more horror than comedy.
They changed an awful lot as well. Most of it was Spielberg's. The original screenplay, there were a lot more people killed, and, you know, like Billy's mum gets her head cut off and chucked down the stairs by the gremlins. So it was going to be a lot nastier.
Out and out horror.
So it really, well, it was still comedy, but it was a lot nastier. And I think
it's funny when a head bounces down the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, is that scene where the lady is on the stair lift? Mm. And they make her go really fast. She's just flying out the window.
Yeah, but it's still just slapstick. She lives, I think.
No, she doesn't. No. She died.
Does she? I can't remember. But
they don't show it, do they? Spielberg, they just show her coming out the window and that was it.
Yeah. Spielberg saw how cute Gizmo was and decided he wanted to make it into a family film. So it would get the PG, which is why he removed most of the gory deaths.
No, it was a 15.
Was it a 15? Ah.
It was still... The women started gory deaths. So when
it was still quite an adult 15, film. Sorry, it was a 15 in the UK, but there was a 13R certificate, I think, or something like that.
13. PG-13 in America.
PG-13, sorry, that's the one. I think it was around that time it was aimed for that.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, I was looking at IMDb, some of the facts on it, and like, there's a scene where, in the script, a bloke, like... dies with 100 syringes in his face, and in the film he actually ends up just with one syringe in his arse.
Right, yeah, okay.
It's all that sort of thing. Yeah. They really toned it down, and then when they did Gremlins 2, the tone had already been set.
It was a satire, but
I loved Gremlins 2. I just the New York scene, because you got the really intelligent gremlin with the fantastic voice. I can't remember who it was voiced by, but... He spoke almost like Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, he did. He's a really intelligent one.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't know who the voice was.
We should go back and watch his shit.
I think we might have to. Yeah.
I need to go back and watch that now.
Yeah, because Gremlins 2. I hate to say it, but if you're going to go back and watch one of them, I'd say Gremlins 2.
Watch them both.
Gremlins, but yeah, watch them both.
Well, definitely back to back.
Back to back.
Oh yeah,
great Christmas ahead. Film.
Yeah,
I want a Bar from Buddy though.
Bathroom Buddy.
Oh, was that one of the crazy inventions?
An inventor.
What did the Bathroom Buddy do?
It was this really massive box that was really stupid, and it had a big,
is it like a big razor
attached to it. That how you're then going to use it, I don't know. It had a toothbrush, and you press a button, and it squirts toothpaste on your tie.
It's everything. It is the worst invention ever.
Yeah, it's like the kid out there, the Oriental kid out, the Goonies, the sort of shit he invented.
Yeah, where he's got this camera that pops out of his...
And the boxing glove. Yeah.
Okay, so Gremlins, when...
I think that was the Goonies.
Oh, Gremlins. No, let's go back to Gremlins 2.
Yeah.
And Mogwai, then, you're the three rules in there. You can't...
Feed
them after midnight.
That's the worst one.
Don't get them wet.
Yeah, because they multiply.
Yep, and
don't piss them off.
Not bright lights.
Kick them in the head.
And the whole feeding after midnight thing, it was never explained. Like
what time you can then start feeding them?
What you just said, Ash, would make more sense, even though it would make no sense. Which is don't feed them after dark.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't feed them when it's dark.
During the moon, or
but
something,
feeding them after midnight. Okay, technically it's always after midnight.
Exactly. They never say
when you can start.
I think it'd be a really important bit of advice, isn't it? Don't feed them between the hours of midnight and 5:30.
Yeah.
Not just don't feed him after midnight.
Very specific rules.
Yeah. Yeah, it's when it's that detailed.
Yeah.
And frankly, what the fuck's he doing selling it as a pet?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
He didn't know what it turns into.
He doesn't remember. He goes to buy it, but the old man says, no, it's
not
for sale. And the little kid gets it to him because he says, we need the money.
Okay.
So he doesn't really sell it to him. The little kid sells it to him because he thinks that his granddad wants the money.
He steals it, basically. And then, the old dude, Mr. Miyagi, turns up and shits it back again.
It wasn't the same guy.
No,
he was an old boy. He was just saying, any old Chinese person.
Besides Miyagi. Yeah, but Miyagi was Japanese.
Oh, stop being pedantic.
Yeah. I say some... well, the thing is, I you could say I'm being pedantic, but you could also say
you're correct.
Being direct.
Yeah. Oh, they've all got slitty eyes. They just look the same. Fuck's sake!
Oh, we've done all Prince Philip. the other rule I didn't get was don't get them wet, which is fine. Don't get them wet, but the film is set.
They're drinking fizzy drinks in the film
in snow.
And it's set in snow.
Yes,
which will get them wet, but they don't multiply.
It works
when they're in the snow and they're getting wet
because they're cold blooded. So when they turn green and gremlin-y, they go cold blooded, so they don't melt the snow.
Actually, I've got a better reason, because if you look, although there's snow on the ground, the leaves are still on the deciduous trees. It's because it's not real snow. That's not a problem.
They actually sat down with Joe Dante, the director, and Steven Spielberg, and they asked him these things. Like, you do know the rules have a lot of flaws, and he said, "Yeah, but you do realise." It's a movie.
Yeah.
About gremlins.
Yeah. But it's the same thing. I've said this before. I'll do it again. I'll watch these fantasy films and you've got all these dragons flying about and talking animals and I go, there's no fucking way that sword's going to be that shiny after what it's been through.
Yeah. Or their teeth. Yeah. Their teeth are too white.
Yeah, or a period drama where you've got a digital watch.
Yeah.
That's always
That's
funny.
Different.
I was quite interested to find out. I mean, people in sort of ancient England actually had pretty good teeth and the main reason was there was virtually no sugar in their diets.
No meat either.
Meat's not really a problem, it's
no,
sugar.
No, there was just no meat to get stuck in it.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, we've got another clip here now. It's, this is the bit where they multiply for the first time and they spill a bit of water on them and it's them explaining, what the hell's going on, blah, blah, blah.
Fables!
Can I hold him?
Sure. I don't see why not. He seems to like you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Sorry. What was in that jar?
Nothing, just water.
Why is he making that noise? What is it?
I don't know.
Is it alive?
I don't know.
Five new ones. Now can I have one?
Oh, I don't know, Pete.
Hey, look, that one's got a cute little stripe on its head.
Isn't that incredible, Pete?
Yeah, great.
No, I mean, don't you think this is incredible?
It really is neat. I'm serious.
So great, I start as you start pouring a drink and all goes click 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 click.
It's a good sound.
Don't get it wet.
Yeah, dip your mugwai in there.
That sounds like a euphemism.
It does.
Well, you wouldn't believe who I dipped my mugwai in last night.
It's like saying stick your gremlin in it.
I like the no, mugwai. Well, excuse me, I just need to scratch me mugwai.
Because it, when they multiply in that, they don't turn to gremlins, they straight away. They multiply because they get wet.
Yep.
They become other mogwais.
That's right.
And then when they eat, they become gremlins.
After midnight. And before, like, 4:30.
Yeah.
If they get in bright light, they just...
They could die.
The gremlin
kills them.
The it kind of seems, because Gizmo had a bit of bright light.
It's not bright light, is it? It's sunlight.
Direct sunlight.
Amount of sunlight.
Yeah. Sunlight kills them. Vampires. Really bright lights would kill them. Because it...
It depends if you've got the infrared or ultraviolet. You know, maybe it's a quality of sunlight as opposed to like a
so you need natural bulbs.
Yeah,
the ultraviolet.
I reckon if you chucked them in a tanning studio, they'd be pretty fucked. But fake tan's not going to be an issue unless it contains too much water.
It gets wet.
I wonder how much water content they need. You can't use moisturiser.
Well, it seems they're okay with beer because I'm sure there's a scene where they're drinking beer, and that's fine. Although, isn't that the gremlins?
The gremlin gets wet, they just multiply.
Yeah.
They're still multiply.
Maybe it's just because of their skin, not their mouth. Because surely they'd have some.
Because there's that scene where he jumps in the water,
falls in the pool.
And then they start multiplying. But then he electrocutes it at the end.
What happens if you, like, take it on a plane and cross time zones? Does it instantly switch to the other midnight?
Yes, I think it does. Yeah, that's a fact.
That's fine.
Gremlin fact.
Yes. You know, if the clocks change, you know, British summertime kicks in, you know, over Greenwich.
Yeah, it's got a built-in watch with a GPS signal.
Yeah, it's an atomic clock style of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a Furby. Yeah. You know, it's got the electrical equipment. Yeah. Okay. All right. As long as I understand, it's fine.
So the film, obviously, like you said, is a comedy horror, but there's some good bits in it where it was so well written. Like, there were stories and jokes in it.
There's a bit of darkness in there, isn't there?
Which is probably, like, that's why it takes it out of being a family film and puts it into kind of a really weird place.
But I watched it when I was young, and I mean fairly
young. They probably cut a lot of bits out, though, because a lot of people say they don't remember half the stuff they see in it now.
They've made a TV, but they must have made a TV version that they showed.
And this is back in the day when I think you used to watch video, that and not though. Notice it.
Yeah, they cut out them fucking each other.
Right, because here's a scene where
the gremlins.
Yeah. They went and raped that old woman that threatened to kill the dog.
But they don't need to, because they can just pour water on themselves.
Then. I'm like, really?
I wonder if they have. Do they need reproductive organs?
No, they don't. No, they're always running around. Just
I mean, what would happen if one of them got a blowy? I mean, would that be enough water in the saliva?
They haven't got any genitals.
Okay. No, kind of makes the question redundant, doesn't it?
They're puppets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's that scene with Phoebe Cates where she's talking to Zach, Billy the guy that she's going out with.
Zach Billy
the guy.
Right.
It's about a story about Santa Claus. It's the worst Christmas
Santa
story
Claus, you can
ever.
Where's my fucking bike?
Great tune.
It was Christmas Eve. I was 9 years old. Me and Mom were decorating the tree, waiting for Dad to come home from work. A couple hours went by. Dad wasn't home. Mom called the office. No answer. Christmas Day came and went, and still nothing. So the police began a search. 4 or 5 days went by. Neither one of us could eat or sleep. Everything was falling apart. It was snowing outside. The house was freezing, so I went to try to light up the fire, and that's when I noticed the smell. The firemen came and broke through the chimney top, and me and Mom were expecting them to pull out a dead cat or a bird. And instead, they pulled out my father. He was dressed in a Santa Claus suit. He'd been climbing down the chimney on Christmas Eve, his arms loaded with presents. He was going to surprise us. He slipped and broke his neck, died instantly. And that's how I found out there was no Santa Claus.
Most depressing story ever.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's pretty depressing.
It's depressing.
I found it funny. To be honest.
Very dark humour, that, isn't it?
It's a Darwin. It's a straight up Darwin Award nomination.
Yes.
I was reading Darwin. I was actually on the Darwin Awards website and just reading some of them this morning. Slowly recovering. Yeah, absolutely. Between meetings, just reading the Darwin Awards, and that to me is just a classic Darwin nomination.
Totally. I can't access them at work anymore.
Really?
They've blocked everything interesting. I can't even access IMDb.
Oh, might have to work. Is that kind of, to get to that point?
But when you eat your lunch at your desk, you want to actually do something other than work all the time.
Yeah. But
at least while you're chowing down a sandwich, just flick around, and so it's BBC News or nothing then.
Yes, and here is the city.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the humour in this film is like comedy horror, and it's very dark. Mm. And obviously, I remember watching the film recently, because I got it on DVD, and I was like, it's a really dark film.
Mm.
Then you said, watch the second one, it's completely different.
It's so much more light-hearted, it's less scary,
over the top,
it's less of a horror.
It takes a piss out of itself.
Yeah,
and it's a piss take
yeah,
of everything else.
Yeah. I just love that. Start spreading the news.
One thing I think one of the best bits is when the screen goes and then they're doing all the silhouettes in the and then someone walks out of the cinema and says, like, the gremlins have got in the booth again, and then Hulk Hogan tells them to put the film back on, and then it means,
oh fuck, I've forgotten about that
Hulk Hogan in
there. Oh yeah.
So really, today's go back and watch this shit.
It's Gremlins 2.
You've got to watch... No, both.
Both.
Watch right. them both.
It's go back and watch these shits.
Yeah.
I really think they are little shits as well. I like the one they get stuck in the blender in the
first. Gremlins 2 on IMDb has a rating of 6.1 out of 10. That is rude.
A lot of people didn't like it because I don't think they got it. But Joe Dante, the director of both of them, said he preferred the second one. He said he enjoyed making the second one.
The original Gremlins got 7.1 out of 10. But I think the second one is actually a lot more fun.
Well, I think the first one is just known, isn't it?
Yeah.
For being, and I think Spielberg had more to do with the first one than he did the second one.
Yes.
So it kind of goes on a bit.
Spielberg directed them, but...
No, he just produced it. I think he helped. I think who wrote it? I think it was Chris Columbus who wrote it.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Didn't he find America?
Yeah, he did.
And then wrote Gremlins.
And then he wrote Gremlins.
That's a really old story.
This tells you a lot. There is a character in Gremlins 2. It's on IMDb because I want to find out who did the voice of the the boss gremlin. But Dr. Catheter.
Yeah.
What?
Was played by Christopher Lee.
Yes, but there's a character. It just tells you how tongue in cheek it is where there's a doctor called Catheter.
I want to watch the second one again.
Oh, I need to find out.
I'm watching both. I'm actually more. Now you're saying it, it's weird. Cause when I first thought, oh, we'd do Gremlins, I loved the first one. But now you're talking about the second one.
Actually, I've got Gremlins 1 recorded on my Feed Plus box.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, that's why I remembered the Bathroom Buddy. I've watched the first half of it.
It was only recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was only a month ago. I managed to watch the first half, but then I had to go. And I haven't started watching it yet. So.
Right, the Brain Gremlin, as it's called, is Tony Randall, who was in not a lot, as far as I can tell. Have you heard of Tony Randall?
It's kind of a common name.
He's been in 91 things. He was in, trying to see if there's anything I've heard of.
Heard about.
Judge Skanky in Fatal Instinct. Another great name.
I've seen Fatal Instinct. That's a mashup between Fatal Attraction and Basic Instinct, and it's like a spoof of it. It's actually shit.
Thanks for that.
I have not heard of any. Oh, hang on. He did the voice of the Moon Chick in My Little Pony the movie.
Are you going to go for his whole IMDb?
I'm just trying to find anything. I just want to say, it was that bloke. But quite frankly, he was in Happy Days as a werewolf in a movie in one episode in 1974.
Oh, him! Oh, now you say it. Recognising,
but I loved his voice. That's all I want to say. I loved his voice.
Okay.
Actually, and on that note, it's just there was a guy at school who was actually really quite small, and his nickname for pretty much the whole of school was Gizmo.
That seems reasonable.
And then he got short to Giz. He did have fairly big ears.
Did he get him wet?
And he was tiny. Yeah, we tried dunking him in the pool, but he didn't multiply.
Yeah, you just bullied him.
After they held his head under for like 20 minutes, he did kind of go inert, though, didn't he?
Yeah. His lips went blue. Where did you hide it?
Where did you hide the body?
When we pulled him back out again, he seemed to resuscitate himself when someone big body slammed him.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Well, that's a nice depressing story.
Then they stuffed him down a chimney dressed as Santa Claus. Right, so verdicts. Do you go and watch Gremlins?
Yes. I want to watch Gremlins as well.
Yes.
Gremlins 2, yes.
Watch them both.
Well, yeah, I think it's a double bill. I think you have to watch them both because they both give you different aspects of the whole films.
Can we have a little clip out of Gremlins 2 seeing as we're covering them?
Okay.
It's a double bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the anniversary podcast with Billy's in Gremlins, and it's a double bill. It's all the bills,
and I want a bit with Tony Randall's voice.
Okay, alright, let's play a clip out then of Gremlins 2.
Is everybody here? Alright then, start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. Yes, sir. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart a bit. New York, New York.
These guys aren't bad.
I thoroughly enjoyed that clip. Although I must actually say, it turns out Tony Randall's voice, I think over the years, it's like melted into a kind of Fraser Crane you know, Kelsey Grammer and you know, just the real smoothness that it doesn't actually seem to have, but I don't care. It's a fucking great scene, and I still, whenever I hear New York, New York, I sit there going, love it. That's a
gonna do that in the next wedding I go to. Yeah. I'm gonna just stand on the side.
Been there, seen it, done it. Might buy a t-shirt.
Make a t-shirt. But that's probably the best go back and watch shit we've ever done.
Because
we just picked two great films that I actually am excited. I want to go back and watch.
Yes, they are awesome.
Yeah, superb.
Whether the listeners agree, it's down to them.
Indeed. And if you don't, fuck off.
So on that note, it's the end of the podcast.
Okie dokie,
everybody.
Anniversary podcast.
It's been a year
for you.
For me,
it's been about, well, since what, January?
Say January.
It's been a couple of months. Well, sorry, what, 5 months?
5 months.
5.5 months.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh no, also before, no, just before Christmas.
Just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know. I'll look it up. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But everyone who's listening to Talk About, thank you for downloading them and keep them going, because without you, it kind of makes it a little bit pointless doing this.
We'd still do it anyway.
We would still do it anyway. Yeah. There's a fact, but...
But it's worth pointing out, there is something new in the pipeline, isn't there, Adam?
There is.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Will.
It's Pod Gods Damn It.
Pod God Damn It!
Pod God Damn It.
Okay. Yes.
And basically, we've gotten in... we've spoken to our Pod God Network chums, and we were each recording a little 10-minute segment... on a specific subject. And so what you can do, if you are interested in listening to some other podcasts but just want a little sample of each of the podcasters on the network, what this will do is you can listen to this podcast and you'll just be able to sort of get the flavours of each one.
It's a showcase
talking about the subject. Yeah, it's totally a showcase, but I reckon it'll probably go on for quite a while because it's great.
It's a showcase, it's fun, we all get to work together, we all get to get involved with each other's.
Yeah, because we've retired the Ask an American podcast where we were working with BUI and the last podcast was standing, but they are working with us on the Pod God Damn It.
Every podcast on the network is involved.
Yeah, and it's going to be freaking awesome. I'm so looking forward to it.
Hopefully you listen to this after Tuesday.
Yeah, it might be there.
First episode might be out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it is.
We're just waiting for a few more people to submit their stuff, aren't you?
As Going Press goes up now, time Going Press, we are waiting on two more podcasts to send me their first bits.
Because we do want everyone involved in the first
podcast. At least the first podcast, I wanted everyone involved, so hopefully... You might have already listened to it, and now we're telling you...
Except for TV and movie nerds.
TV and movie nerds are not actually part of the
network anymore. Because
they're dead. Well, I don't know, it might be.
Dead to us.
A bit worried.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they vanished, didn't they?
They disappeared. Yeah. But if they want to come back, they can come back. But
I never actually listened to them.
No.
Did you?
Yeah. Don't want to waste your time.
No, okay.
On a non-Pod God network.
No. So, yes, this has been the Oddcast Podcast, episode 44. You can go and find us at oddpoduk.wordpress.com. Go to the Tumblr page, which is the blog that nobody's reading, .tumblr.com. Follow me on Twitter at Barker Podcast, Oddcast Podcast, and follow the Podgods, and go to podgodsnetwork.com. You can find us on iTunes, The Lounge, and the very, very awesome Stitcher app, which I think is the best way of listening, in my opinion, because it's everywhere. You can get it on the website, you can get it on your phone, and that is probably the best way of listening to it. If not, go to the websites.
Yeah, just fucking find us.
You can always find us. We've got the Google Plus page, we've got the Facebook page, like the pages.
Yeah. I must admit, you're telling people who are listening to this podcast about how to go and find it, right? And we do this every episode.
Yeah, I think you get used to it.
I'm just we're only 44 episodes in, but I'm wondering about the purpose of that.
Right.
Spam some other stuff. Spam the blog no one's reading. But don't bother spamming this, because they fucking found it.
Well done, Will. Alright, I'm trying to spam the Facebook page. You've got to like the Facebook page. Go to iTunes and subscribe and write a review.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. I did say that right.
I did, but in my head I thought I said it wrong.
That's because you hadn't drawn on yourself for a while.
I have a little bit like that. There and there. So this has been a good podcast. It's been fun. It's been exciting. It's been not very long.
Indeed.
So I've been Adam. You've been and you've been
Will.
Sign us out, Will.
Okay, I'm gonna need some help. Can I have some jazz, please?
Jazz.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
You're too fast.
I'm gonna be a part of it. New York, New York.
Hey, this is Captain TJ. If you're listening to this, then you're listening to one of the other podcasts on the Pod Gods Network. So why not take the time and drop by the co-captain's site, page, tab, whatever the fuck it is, and listen to us there, because we're just like the rest, only we're Australian. So, hello from down under.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're everything. We're everything that you could be. We're everything you are and more, because we rule. We're the co-captains. We rule. Rule on this shit. We rock. We rock and roll. Rolling and rocking and rocking and rolling. That's what we do. There's nothing to do in down under except listen to the co-captains. And check out the Pod Gods Network. Pod Gods. The gods of pod.
Get it in ya.
Pod Gods. Keeping it fresh like your mum's vagina. Sealed in a bag.
What? You know. You know what I mean.
Co-Captain's Podcast. PodGodsNetwork.com. That's it.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.